cliffcentral.com.
If you are ever going to receive a qualification in something that nobody else is qualified in, what kind of thing would you like to be qualified in? Because there's a 27-year-old woman from Cape Town who's just gotten a doctorate for something you wouldn't even imagine.
Sunset enhancing.
Sunset enhancing.
Yeah.
Filters on Instagram.
Okay. Gareth?
Hmm.
Dog grooming. Dog grooming.
Dog grooming. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not thinking. I'm not able to think of things that are not useful.
Cappuccino frothing. Just,
okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one.
So Maxine Jones, 27 years old from Cape Town, will receive her doctorate in food science from Stellenbosch University, making her the first person with a PhD based exclusively on scientific research into making consistently good quality biltong.
Yo, she is.
She has a PhD in making biltong, and she's the first person.
Can you imagine how easy it will be for this chick to get married in Stellenbosch? She's got a PhD in biltong.
She was supervised by Professor Lo Hoffman, who is with the South African Research Chair in Meat Science. I didn't even know that these people existed.
Meat science,
guys.
Wow, that's incredible.
She said that she microanalyzed every aspect of the process of drying procedures, that is, everything from temperature to humidity, water activity, air movement. She said that she also looked at the presence of different yeasts, molds, and even bacteria that are often found on biltong and then play a role in its shelf life. It is an actual science.
Of course it is. Yeah. This is very important. You know the difference between great biltong. I've brought you some of that really, really great biltong from the place I get it from.
Yes, that's the good stuff.
Tell me that is not the best. I mean, it's just perfect. Now, any other biltong to me is like, it's disgusting.
Well, it's just dry meat.
By comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like might as well be. It could have been lying in the road for all I know by comparison, but the good stuff is just extraordinary. And
yeah.
That is what I live for. I would pay money to know how to make perfect biltong.
Well, or you could just, you know, invite Maxine over and maybe she'd be willing to share. I mean, she says that it is an actual science. And in her thesis, she's proposed that South Africa's Department of Agriculture, Forestries and Fisheries introduced biltong guidelines similar to those for other forms of processed meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in favor. Yes, I like this. This Maxine is a woman after my own heart.
And she's just 27, hey?
Cheapest. Oh, wow.
Perfect. Is she hot? Do you have a picture of her?
Gareth, she's a biltong scientist. She doesn't need to be hot. She could look like the back of a horse. I reckon she's got a full dance card in Stellenbosch right now.
She's got a PhD, Gareth. Like, what more do you want?
No. I'm very superficial. You of all people should know this. Come on. You worked with me how long? Okay, come on.
We've got to actually try to find this woman and chat to her. This sounds fascinating.
Yeah, we could do that. She's in Cape Town.
Let's get her name.
We could get her on the line.
Try to get her on the line.
Get her on the show. That'll be a good idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. But I mean, is this now going to be offered as like, I'd love to know that if you enroll in Stellenbosch, right, and architecture's full up for this year and that kind of stuff, do they go, oh, well, there's biltong PhDing as well?
No, they'll just expand it. A cook sister PhD or a Bubuati PhD. Or
that's actually so true.
Chortle beef, I don't know. You can make PhDs out of anything these days.
Can you imagine you can also get a PhD in Borovos? Because think about Borovos, right?
Borovos stuffing.
What goes into it? Because you've got the texture of that skin, which is because it's basically, I don't know if you've seen sausages being made, but it's just like, it's like just shoving meat into a condom. It's rough as all hell. But you know, there's like these Borovos markets and seminars and sessions around the country. I think some of those some of the supermarket brands. Didn't Nathaniel do a Buri search, or was that just his own personal endeavors?
No, Nathaniel. No.
I mean,
Nathaniel is very interested in the right Borovos. Very important that you get the right kind of Borovos.
See, I've already got a message from Vaynant. I will marry her on the spot.
Like, see?
Yeah.
That's great. What a great field of study. Now, you know, I often mock these these pseudo intellectual pursuits that people take on and they expect to be taken seriously because you're a, you know, you've got a gender studies degree, or you've studied massage therapy and that kind of thing. I take a lot of this very, very lightly, but this is a very important field of research. Good for her. She's terrific. CliffCentral.com.